Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Centre. I'm Vishnu Shom. On the programme tonight, from detention to dialogue, members of what Amit Shah once called the Gupkar gang met the Prime Minister today, in fact at Mr. Modi's residence. Many of these leaders, including Mehbooba Mufti, Omar and Farooq Abdullah, all former chief ministers, spent between 6 months and a year in jail after the centre took away statehood, removed Kashmir's special status, shut down the internet and blocked the free movement of journalists in August 2019. Today, 14 of these leaders from Kashmir were told by the Prime Minister he remains committed to restoration of statehood to Jammu and Kashmir. The government wants political leaders to participate in the delimitation process or the redrawing of boundaries of an assembly or Lok Sabha seat, and that the election process should resume in the state. We'll be joined by the senior leader Sajjad Loan in just a little while from now. But first, a quick look at some of the big developments today. A huge outreach by the Prime Minister. A question remains unanswered is why it happened in the first place. It's certainly welcome. Want to strengthen grassroots democracy in Jammu and Kashmir is what the Prime Minister and the government are saying. Want to remove Dilli Ki Duri as well as Dil Ki Duri. So an effort to reach out to Kashmiri leaders and to people in Kashmir that they represent. Omar Abdullah says almost all the leaders were unhappy with delimitation only in Jammu and Kashmir. He had some problems about that process of identifying political areas as far as for assembly and national elections subsequently are concerned. He says, why is it happening only in Jammu and Kashmir? Amit Shah says delimitation and the peaceful conduct of elections are important milestones in restoring statehood. So that's the order which the centre believes is something that needs to be followed. Mehbooba Mufti says we'll struggle peacefully to restore Article 370. So those were a couple of the main points which actually happened today. Earlier on today, I spoke to the senior leader, Sajjad Loan. Listen in to what he said. You were detained for, what, a year or so? The PSA was put against you. You were taken away from your family. All of that took place. We know what happened in Jammu and Kashmir. No, Internet 370 went. The state was bifurcated, etc., etc. Today, you were on the same platform as the Prime Minister and the Home Minister. Before the meeting started and during the meeting, what went on in your mind?
No, to be very honest, we as politicians can't afford to be personal or reflect personal pain or personal fettering of liberties that happened. It comes and goes in a democracy. It happens. And per se, I wish it had not happened. But it,
so that's
it did
interesting.
Not simply enter my mind.
Sajjad, it wasn't in your mind. You're through with that detention period and you're looking at the future right now, right?
Yeah, hopefully, yes. Let's hope so.
So that's
there
very pragmatic.
There is a lot of pain over there and we will have to work. And you see, you have to understand is that if we have to remove that pain, if we have to lessen the pain, there is one reality which you can't change, and that is there is a union government which is elected until 2024, and they are the only ones who can effect change on the ground. That's the reality, whether we like them or we don't. They are the ones who are the change.
So let's talk about what has been discussed. Amit Shah, the Home Minister, has also spoken about restoration of statehood being a priority. Is there any indicator of the process that's going to result in that, if it does?
Look, I'll tell you very honestly, it was a meeting called by the Honorable Prime Minister. The Honorable Home Minister was there. Our Honorable LG was there. And there were many other leaders. So, I wouldn't be able to go into detail into the basis. All I can tell you is that given that this context of 2 years of what I would say overwhelming, a lot of pain in the last 2 years, is I walked out of the meeting optimistic that hopefully, with all this, with hindsight of 2 years, the union government, the group of leaders from JNK, would be able to work constructively for a new phase, a phase of reconciliation.
So let's talk about what is immediately likely to happen in terms of support.
No, I won't be able to tell you.
Let me ask you this. The delimitation process as a first step towards the restoration of elections and the like. Isn't that something that just logically has to happen first? Therefore, is that something which all political leaders want to happen quickly?
Look, I'll tell you, what I found there was that most of us were, I think, interested in the larger macro picture. These micro milestones will be there and will have to be there, of course. And, but overall, a macro change, which would mean that, as I told you, that a new dawn of affairs, a new dawn starts, a new phase starts. And usme ye sari cheeze aa jati hai. So the most important, I would have thought, is that governance goes to the inhabitants of that place.
All right. And therefore, what about, assembly elections, the importance of the restoration of the election process? What about the importance of getting back a Jammu and Kashmir cadre in the bureaucracy itself? Did this come up?
Look, I'll tell you something. One of the most, I would say, it's imperative for deliverance. We have to facilitate the union government. India is a country which has an election every 6 months, whether it's an assembly election or the panchayat election in some part of India. And we live in an age which is dominated by the social media, other platforms. The best way to facilitate delivery would be not to speak out of turn. So I would also request you very humbly that don't pressurize me on saying something of which I don't know or which I would repent later.
Okay.
Because, it's very important that we facilitate the union government in its delivery by keeping any statement which we believe is out of turn, out of it. But all I can tell you very honestly is that I personally feel optimistic that if we create if there's a right confluence of circumstances, there could be some positive steps, including some delivery in the near future, maybe in the medium term.
Okay, so I appreciate what you're saying about, being careful about what you're saying. You don't want to say something that works against you in the future. Before going
against,
into this meeting...
No, against the delivery mechanism.
Sure,
not
the
me,
delivery
I
mechanism.
Matter.
Got it. Yeah, yeah. So, were there any points of disagreement among the Gupkar alliance prior to the meeting? Is there complete consensus?
No, I have exited the Gupkar alliance. So
right. So were there, among the political leaders who attended this meeting...
By any means.
Right. Among the political leaders who attended this meeting, is there complete unanimity? Is that your sense on what came out of this meeting?
I don't know. I just came out, but I saw a lot of smiling faces when we left. That's all I can tell you.
All right. One final question. Restoration of 370, is that at all a priority for you at this stage?
As I told you, that whatever happened in this meeting, I would not want to spell out or discuss or comment on all of them individually. But I can tell you that, we did our people proud, the people of J&K. It was not as if, we did them proud. We, I think, were able to reflect the pain that is prevalent there.
All right, Sajjad Loan, thank you very much for speaking
thank
to
you.
Us and your striking comments for that. You're willing to put that past of detention behind you, to be pragmatic, to try and work with the government to look at a solution which may or may not emerge. You're hopeful it does. Let's see if it does. Thank you very much for being with us. Well, what we're going to try and do is get quick reactions from various political parties and those watching the situation. Brigadier Anil Gupta of the BJP with us. Rajat Sethi, the economist and political analyst, joins us as well. So does Syed Sohail Bukhari, spokesperson of the PDP. Saifuddin Soz, the senior leader, former union minister and Lok Sabha MP of the Congress, joins us, as does Husnain Masoodi, Lok Sabha MP of the National Conference. Mr. Soz, let me come to you first. Would you call the meeting today a success?
All right.
Do you believe that it's a big step forward towards restoring some sort of political normalcy in Jammu and Kashmir?
Now, how can you say whether it was a success or a failure? But it is good that Prime Minister Modi invited people from the state leaders, and he has initiated a dialogue. It is by itself, dialogue is a welcome process to break the ice in Kashmir. So it's a welcome measure. But I don't know what is going to happen on ground. That is, if Mr. Modi wants to initiate a decisive dialogue and wants to come to right conclusions, shows respect to the aspirations of the people, so that million-dollar question will be unanswered in future by various actors in politics and circumstances. So let us see what is going to happen.
Okay.
Let us pray for success of this dialogue.
Hasnain Masoodi, all of the political parties had their say. Apparently, the Prime Minister and the Home Minister listened very patiently. Would you say the big takeaway was actually the tweet by Amit Shah at the end of the meeting where he said that the centre is committed to a restoration eventually of statehood?
No, see, Vaishnav, I wish this dialogue had got initiated before 5th August decisions were taken. You know, we went to Prime Minister and we made our point clear that our special status should not be tinkered with and no constitutional changes should be made unless you, because the situation did not warrant such misadventure. And now, after these 2 years, and you also, let us recall that between 4th and 5th August, all these leaders were put behind bars and continued to be so for a year or so. But it is at least a good beginning. If Prime Minister, because for two reasons. First is that the narrative that was sought to be built up during the last 2 years was these leaders who are invited today do not represent the people of Jammu and Kashmir. And, you know, they called gang and two families. This narrative was built up for 2 years. Right. Now it's a departure from that narrative. It looks realistic from that, against that background.
So would you welcome that the rhetoric we've heard for 2 years, right?
This narrative, there's a big departure from the narrative. They acknowledge that the aspirations of the people are to be respected, and the people who represent those aspirations, who voice those aspirations, those are to be co-opted and those are to be got associated with. I mean, if they want to just make a new beginning.
Take this across to Brigadier Anil Gupta. Sir, what is the timeline now? The ice has been broken. Almost every leader that we have spoken to has said that it is a welcome step. So now that it is a welcome step, now that some key areas have been identified, would you say the delimitation exercise is the next major step? Conduct of elections, then perhaps looking at statehood in that order?
Vishnu, before this meeting started, I had said that whether this is going to be the first and the last meeting or it is going to be the first of a series of meetings will be decided by the stand taken by the parties from Kashmir. I'm happy to state, and after listening to Umar Abdullah, Sajjad Lone, and few others, to me it appears that it is just the beginning of the process. Mm-hmm. The dialogue will continue, I feel. You asked for a roadmap. In fact, all things are unfolding as per the roadmap. The roadmap was first to restore grassroots level democracy in Jammu and Kashmir. It has been achieved. DTC elections have been held. The system is in place. The next obvious thing is to hold elections to the state assembly or the UT assembly. Now, before the election, UT assembly had the delimitation is mandatory because that was there in the reorganization order. So next step is the delimitation. After the delimitation exercise is completed, it would be the elections.
Right.
And then, as you said, the question of statehood, restoration of statehood, and that is exactly what Amit Shah Ji has not said, and that is exactly what Amit Shah Ji and Prime Minister said on 6th August on the floor of the Parliament.
So that's they
said.
So I think the importance, sir, today is that they've reaffirmed this. And obviously, certainly, the context of the remarks earlier and the context of the remarks today are different because, you know, it's a new scenario now, and you've got these leaders on the table with you, and you've made this comment, which I think is a wonderful comment. In terms of taking the process forward, one just wants to know a timeline, but perhaps it's too early to gauge that. I appreciate that point.
Vishnu, just a minute.
Yeah.
Even when the statement was made earlier, it was on the floor of the parliament, and these leaders were present there.
Right.
Their party representatives were there.
Right.
So it is nothing new. We have been very firm on this commitment, and we still stand by this commitment even today.
Right. Syed Sohail Bukhari, Mehbooba Mufti came out and said that the issue of Pakistan or engaging Pakistan was something that had also been brought up. Now, she's made some remarks which ruffled a couple of feathers when she said a couple of days back that if the center is talking to the Taliban in the context of Afghanistan, as has been reported, what is the problem in talking to Pakistan? Is that something that was conveyed in the meeting? And if so, what was the response?
Well, you know, as has been already said, Mehbooba Mufti Sahiba did speak to media representatives just a while ago, and she did make a mention of the fact that, apart from the issue of you know, raising the problems of the people of Jammu and Kashmir who are going through miserable times today because of what happened in August 5, 2019, and subsequently in last 2 years. You know, one important aspect towards the bringing peace and some sort of semblance of normalcy to the people's lives in Jammu and Kashmir would be that, you know, it's great to engage and, you know, have dialogue, because she did mention the fact that there has been some kind of engagement which did result in ceasefire, which is the longest standing of late since February. We've had
Correct. So they have obviously been talks.
The infiltration is supposed to be started. Yes, of course. She did make this abundantly clear, and she said that, you know, since this has been done, we would want that the government of India takes further initiatives, takes this engagement and dialogue to another level to ensure that there are other
In fact, let me ask Rajat about that. Rajat, what is your understanding of why the talks took place now? It's not enough to say that, look, there's peace on the ground. It's peace. I mean, it's better now, less incidents. Beyond that, there is an entire process. What is that process which resulted in the talks today?
Well, I think during August 5th, 2019, this entire roadmap was well laid out, at least in the planner's mind. They had laid out when would be the logical step where there will be prevailing conditions to reinitiate the dialogue and restart this historical political process. And conclude it till the point a new assembly is not formed. Given all of these things, I think it is moving on track, largely speaking. If one were to look at the larger geopolitical dimensions, one can connect dots, which a few analysts are trying to do, that since U.S. is withdrawing from Afghanistan, and then you will have a Islamist regime led by Taliban coming in, that might pull Kashmir again into this larger geopolitical debate, and the government would want to avoid that and reinforce its confidence in the people of Jammu and Kashmir and its logical representatives of the state or the UT. I think this is one dimension certainly, but not the complete picture. Mm-hmm. I think Prime Minister Modi means business when it comes to Jammu and Kashmir. He has promised that grassroots democracy as well as grassroots development are the two fundamental pillars on which his Kashmir policy stands on. He has delivered on the grassroots democracy front by initiating elections and ensuring that the election process carries on. On the developmental front, I think because of COVID, a lot of these investment summits that were actually planned in the state could not happen.
Right.
And we all hope that in the near future, we will go back to the developmental narrative once again and ensure that true grassroots development happen in the state or the UT.
All right. Do we have Radha with us? I think Radha just... Okay, I want to go back to Mr. Soz. Sir, why do you believe that this has happened in this manner? Do you believe that there is perhaps an encouragement by the United States to, for example, when 4G connectivity was restored in Jammu and Kashmir, there was a statement which had been made saying by the U.S. State Administration saying that they welcome the entire process. They've had their Secretary of Defense saying between democratic partners, we can discuss all issues, including human rights. The Prime Minister wants to go, perhaps will go to the U.S. later this year. And the Pakistan process is obviously happening in terms of talks. So are these some of the dots which can be linked to explain why these talks have happened now?
I have no details to share with you, but I have an impression in my mind there has been a pressure at international level. United States is one, maybe UK, maybe other actors there, that they have exercised some pressure, and therefore this development has taken place. On the people's side also there is pressure, because people are very angry in Kashmir on the revocation of 370. And all by itself, no dialogue, no discussion. This mainstream leadership could be invited even earlier also. It was high-handedness which has been rejected by people of Kashmir. They are very angry, and they will continue to be angry unless you decide on 370. Now, let me tell you, this question of internal autonomy has remained a political condition as per accession itself is concerned. You must be knowing that before emissaries of that powerful leadership in 47.
Right.
She came forward to deal with this subject with India. They tried to ask Pakistan as to what they would do. And Ghulam Mohammad Sadiq and Bakshi Ghulam Mohammad were the emissaries of the National Conference leadership who went to Lahore to hold parleys there. They wanted to feel sure what would Pakistan do. Then to the whole question of this accession, the raid from Pakistan made very great difference.
Right.
As a former president of...
Sure, so let's actually see. It's important to connect
Explained.
Those dots and see where this has all come from. But it really has to be said, to see all of these political leaders who were in prison, who were behind, who were in detention for so many months, 6 months to a year, being on the same stage as the Prime Minister, absolutely remarkable. And the fact that many of them have come out being optimistic and hopeful, that's a very, very big deal indeed. I'd like to thank you all very much for joining us. What I'd like to do now is actually play out some of the key reactions from the big political leaders, Mehbooba Mufti to start with.
Constitutionally, democratically, peacefully struggle karenge, chahe mahine lag jaye ya saal lag jaye, hum Jammu Kashmir mein 370 bahal karenge, kyunki ye hamari identity ki baat hai, ye hame Pakistan se nahi mila tha, ye hamare mulk Hindustan ne, Jawaharlal Nehru ne, isme koi compromise nahi hoga. Iske alawa humne kaha ki aap China ke sath baat kar rahe hain, maine unko compliment kiya, aapne Pakistan se baat ki. Infiltration kam hui, bahut achhi baat hai. Aur Jammu Kashmir mein jo sakti hai, jo pakad dakad hai, jo marpeet ka mahol hai, jis tarah se bhi baat ki nahi hoti hai, to usko UAPA lagaya jata hai.
Not UT cadre, not any other cadre. JNK must be restored its full statehood and must be restored its own independent cadre. And at the same time, almost all the speakers were unhappy with the move to single out Jammu and Kashmir for delimitation. There was no need. If the whole exercise of 5th August 2019 was to bring Jammu and Kashmir at par with the rest of the country, then by having a delimitation exercise independent of the rest of the country, you have set us apart from the rest of the country.
Pradhan Mantri ji ne kaha ki Jammu Kashmir mein log tantrik prakriya se jude agle mahatvapurna kadam, yani विधान सभा चुनाव की तरफ हमें मिलकर जाना है. इसके लिए डीलिमिटेशन की प्रक्रिया को तेजी से पूरा करना होगा ताकि हर क्षेत्र हर वर्ग को पर्याप्त राजनीतिक प्रतिनिधित्व विधानसभा में प्राप्त हो सके.
Time now for us to take a short break. We'll continue to bring you reactions of this massive outreach by the center and the reactions of political parties in Jammu and Kashmir as that democratic process in the state appears to look to be rebooted. Let's hope that it is. Out of time, need to take this short break.